Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, that's us.
Whoa.
Steve, el hombre más guapo, Covino, Steve, C-O-V-I-N-O, if you want to look me up and say what's up. Whoa. That's Richie Davis.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Oh, yes!
Covino
oh,
yeah. And Rich, National High Five Day. Rich, I'm going to give you a low five because that's all you really deserve.
No, thanks, buddy. Yeah, happy hey, by the way, I'm just looking at the odds for the number two pick because we're a week away from the NFL draft, which is crazy. Obviously, Caleb Williams, number one. They're saying Drake May, number two, huh? Huh? That's going to happen. Danny G, who are you hoping falls to your Raiders? You going for a QB or what?
I really would like Penix at 13.
Even with that weird elbow?
Oh, yeah, that's so
even
weird.
With the weird elbow? What is that?
Is no, I've liked that dude since two seasons ago.
I know. You've been talking about him, so that should be fun. Hey, we are live. TireRack.com studio. TireRack will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. It's all about TireRack. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And after the show, our podcast goes up. If you miss any of today's show, any show ever, be sure to check out the podcast. Search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to follow, rate, and review. And don't miss our bonus podcast, a new one. Episode 45 premieres today. In about an hour, 4 p.m. on the West, 7 p.m. on the East. Overpromised, right after we get off the air on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page, so you could hear it, you could see it. Again, all on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. We're going to be talking about who's lamer, me or Rich. We both have lame stories, sports-related stories.
Oh, man.
Rich usually wins this contest, by the way. And there's a story about baseball cards that we'll be discussing. It's a what would you do involving baseball cards on Overpromise right after this show. But right now, it's a Thursday. We throw it back every Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. And there was this viral YouTube clip about old school jingles. And we figured we'd go over some of our favorite ones and make our own list. Before we go to the phones at 877-99 on Fox, 877-99 on Fox, I want to give you the top three according to this list, all right?
Okay.
So if I'm taking your answer away, I'm sorry. But I don't think I am. Coming in at number three, in my best Spider Harrison from Sirius XM.
Spider Harrison.
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, number three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, that was number two.
You're a terrible countdown guy.
Coming in at number three, Huggies. Mommy, wow, oh, I'm a big kid now.
Mommy, wow.
That is a good
big
one.
Kid now.
Coming to number two, you already heard it. Alka-Seltzer.
Fizz, fizz.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. And Cheatin' Blanchandra. Cheatin' Blanchandra also pointed out that Jimmy Connors was a part of that. Tennis great Jimmy Connors sang that. Memorable for a particular generation. And the number one, according...
One. Here's a jingle for number one.
Yeah. Number one.
Coming in at number one, top 10 jingles of all time, Spider Harrison with a why I don't know. is Band-Aid. I'm stuck on Band-Aid, and Band-Aid's stuck on me.
You
but
know,
guess what?
There's a fun fact, right?
There's a fun fact. And I'm about to drop a bomb on you. Fun fact Thursday. We should save this for Friday one day.
Yeah. I know it's coming.
There's a very famous artist that your mom grew up loving. She probably saw him perform at the Copa. At the Copacabana.
What do you mean my mom?
Spot loves it too.
He said my mom likes. I'm like, Neil Diamond?
Do you know Barry Manilow wrote a lot of those famous jingles? He wrote the Band-Aid one, and he wrote one that I'm about to give away.
And he would tweak his voice to sing some of them.
Danny G, you brought it up in our pre-show meeting. He brought up Like a Good He wrote Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there.
Crazy.
Barry Manilow.
Though the best version
is what a side hustle.
The best version is Peyton Manning and Brad Paisley. That is the best version
like
of that one.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. So that might be your number one because it's so famous. And think of how long it's been around now. There's a lot of jingles that Barry Manilow wrote that people forgot about or we moved past.
Yeah,
that one still remains.
I read that he has like 10 major ones that he still earns money off.
You know what it's amazing. Like, Danny G? Barry Manilow dominated the jingle game the same way the late, great Alan Thicke dominated the TV theme game. A lot of people don't realize Alan Thicke did Facts of Life.
He sang a lot of those, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Different Strokes. You could actually hear, if you pay attention, I'm being serious, you'll hear Alan Thicke's voice. You're like, oh, my God, that is Alan Thicke.
So when you listen to, well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
That's Alan Thicke, dude.
So anyway,
from Growing Pains.
Right. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Let's chop it up. The most memorable jingles, old school and 50 hits.
Can I give you one more before the phones?
Sure.
I was saying, do you got the Mentos jingle on standby? I feel like Mentos.
One of my favorites.
Mentos to me was more popular in jingle form than actual eating Mentos.
I don't even know what Mentos is, but here it is.
It's the Fresh Maker.
Come on.
Mentos.
I'm picturing that guy on the bench, and and he sits on the bench with his jacket.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You know what?
wait, that was, it's supposed to be Mentos, the fresh mocker.
You know,
no, that's
Mentos,
better.
I think
the fresh maker.
Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters reenacting it.
Thanks, Fresh.
Let's go to the phones, 877-99 on Fox, the ones that stood out to you.
Ay, Dios mío. Mentos. Ay, Dios. You got to start with a guy named Trip in Vegas. What's up, Trip?
Trip McNeely.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What comes to mind?
I got a couple. First one would be my baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Yeah.
Oscar Mayer,
legendary.
Classic.
Like, just transcends generations for sure.
No
classic.
No doubt, Trip. Any others?
You know, the only reason I know how to spell baloney is thanks to that song.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. You got one more, Trip?
Yeah, I do. I got one more. Well, I got several, but I don't want to. This one. How about... I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is. No, yeah, for sure. I was just thinking now the Dr. Pepper commercial is sweet. And a lot of people don't know that's Justin Guarini from American Idol. Remember that kid with the afro?
The kid, the kid that lost season
He's
one.
He's a little sweet.
The sweet
it's
one.
The sweet one.
That's Justin Guarini from American Idol. Fun facts.
This is really a fun fact type of show.
I know.
Steve in Boise, where the potatoes are strong.
I'll be there this weekend. What up, buddy?
Covino will buy you a Dutch Brothers. What's up, Steve?
I just gave you my info on the to buy you a drink. How about I am the Frito Bandito.
Dude, my dad sang that to me my whole life growing up. Yo,
that's
for sure.
One.
Yeah,
is
that's
that like
a good
three? It's based on like a three tenor song. Like, I mean, it sounds like it's
it's
that Frito commercial.
Yeah, Canta no Llores. It's American. Yeah. I mean, Mexican mariachi music.
Steve, you said you had one more.
that's kind of a cheesy one. A is for Apple, J is for Jacks. Cinnamon Toasty Apple Jacks.
Yeah. Dude, not only an
you go cereals? That's a whole category. Cinnamon, yeah. Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon and sugar, we're baking up a bunch. We got the whole grain taste up. Cinnamon.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to think how obsessed we were. We were like hypnotized by these things. And by the way, when's the last time you had Apple Jacks? Do they even make those anymore?
Yeah, they do. My wife likes Apple
really?
Jacks, oddly enough.
My goodness.
Let me hit you up with one more that's more current. But Larry David couldn't get this out of his head on the recent season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. The whole J.G. Wentworth. Yo, that'll get stuck in your head.
I have a structured settlement and I need
cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth.
I saw a funny meme that said, I saw a funny meme. You can stop it, Sam. I saw
I don't
funny.
Think Sam wants to stop it.
Sam could do an 8-hour show.
He
said,
loves
on
these.
Jingles.
I have thoughts on J.G. Wentworth, but go ahead.
I saw a. He has thoughts on them.
Controversial.
He's like, I like how the tenor. I saw a funny meme. It said, if I got arrested, I don't know anyone's phone number anymore because of, you know, you keep. He goes, the only person I'd be able to call is J.G. Wentworth. And I'm like, you know what? Facts.
Actually, I can think of two other people I could call aside from J.G. Wentworth.
Oh.
Should I shout him out?
Please do.
I don't want to take anyone answer away, but how about 877 Cars for Kids? And how about 800-588-2300 Empire
today?
In fact, I think some old dude who was part of the original song reenacted it with like his grandkids recently, and it went viral. And you could recognize the voice because he sang it.
Yeah, the funniest part of this conversation is that it's just proving that jingles, theme songs, all these things are so working.
Yeah,
they're impactful. Like
for sure.
You know,
but some of them you like.
But I'm saying, if you take it to sports for a second, if you're telling me the '90s NBA on NBC theme, or the Monday Night Football song, or that Sunday Night Football, dun, 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 dun. Like those songs and themes are so memorable.
So memorable. And
yeah, even with the NFL draft coming up next week, that little tone is famous for each pick.
Man.
Tommy Seggy hit us up at Covino and Rich, and we'll wrap it up with your phone calls. Everybody hang tight.
Fun fact, by the way, that you know that Steve Covino on the snare drum there? I was saying, play that again.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. And it's Rich on the trumpet,
right here.
Tommy Seggy hit us up at Covino and Rich. Everything's at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio. He says, come on, guys. You know, it's Fox Sports, like Mike, the Gatorade commercial.
Sometimes
has to be
I dream.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, that was huge. That's part of Michael Jordan's legacy, in my opinion. Like, that really, I think, solidified it for kids because like you realized, yeah, every kid did want to be like Michael Jordan. That was awesome. So sorry
you're absolutely
took away
right.
Your answers, but
honestly,
as a kid,
we got it. If we don't have it in the system, Bersh, you got to pull the be like Mike because
it
honestly,
us.
It ties everything from sports and jingles together because when we were kids, that made you want to drink Gatorade.
It did.
Him doing, you know,
I'm picturing the black and white one and the Gatorade was in color, right? Is that what you picture? I don't know. There were several of them.
You guys are crossing over into theme songs now.
That's a commercial.
Yeah.
That's a jingle.
Yeah.
Jingle?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Jingle theme.
Yeah. Does a jingle, is a jingle shorter?
That's true. Like the Apple Jacks is like your definition of a jingle.
But like the Juicy Fruit one we played, that's like a song sort of.
Yeah, you're
get
right.
Get your
yeah.
ski shined up, grab a stick of Juicy Fruit.
I think it just does
that on your iTunes, right?
Yeah.
I think of that as the extended jingle.
Rich, when you're playing recreational softball and somebody makes a great grab, what do people do? They say,
da-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
I think of that as a stinger.
That's a stinger.
Stinger.
Yeah.
Jingle.
Like
stinger.
When you say stinger, I think like you said the NFL draft a week away. That's a memorable stinger, as you would say, I guess, right?
In the biz,
we call that a stinger, I think.
Yeah, kids, that's called a stinger.
So we'll wrap it up with your phone calls. Throwback Thursday, old school and 50 hits, 877-99 on Fox, your top jingles of all time. According to that viral video, it was the Band-Aid one, but we disagree. We're going over some better ones.
I remember that.
Roger in Tacoma.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, what up, fellas? So we used to sing jingles and theme songs over and over in our family. So we knew them all. So you might remember McDonald's first came out with Two all beef patties, special sauce, onions, cheese, pickles, onions.
Do we remember? We had it on yeah, vinyl.
Yeah, they gave away the little record.
Yeah. We had it because that was a big prize campaign. If they said you won at the end of that record, you won, like, right. I forget what the prize was, but that's, I remember, right. I lost.
Stayed under 3 seconds or something. But then Burger King felt the pressure, and they hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way. At Burger King.
How hilarious.
Wow,
he knows
haven't
all
heard
words.
That in years.
You know what I thought he was going to say, though, as a Burger King ad plays on TV? How ironic is that? Look at that.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say, after the original,
that's probably
two all beef patties, special sauce.
Yeah,
I thought he was gonna say ba da ba 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 because that's the jingle.
Yeah.
Well, the new one's kind of catchy too.
And you know who wrote that? Pusha T.
No way.
From the Clips.
What? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
And by the way, that's how Roger won over his wife.
Dude, you know he knew
Honey,
it.
Listen to this.
It just goes to show you how impactful these things were.
Oh, let me hit you up with one. Ready? You're a big cereal guy.
I was a cereal killer back in the 80s.
I got one.
Go ahead, what do you got?
I'm the rapping mister, and I'm here to say I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
He loves Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
That was just a random commercial.
I know,
though.
That was a little song.
But just a random commercial that we all loved and knew, and I loved. I used to house some Cocoa Pebbles.
Did you guys have any regional drops, Rich? I know, yes. Back in the day you worked for the famous Z100. So, famous radio station jingle.
Those Z100.
Yeah. Well,
in Southern California, and I think people outside of Cali might know this one, Cal Worthington and his dog Spot.
Right.
And we didn't know. Me and my older brother as kids had no idea. And other kids sang the same thing. Go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal. But we thought it was Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, because he had all these circus animals in all of his commercials.
Dude, wow. I got two of them. We're from the East Coast growing up in I grew up in Union, New Jersey, but we all listened to New York radio. And the two that stood out to me the most is 101 CBS FM, 101 CBS FM. And then they had this Frankie Valli guy singing,
hey, your favorite oldies.
CBS FM. And then it was WFAN, New York.
So
Sports Radio 66.
The Fan.
WFAN. You see, these things stay in your heads forever, man.
You know what? Let me give you another. Based very East Coast. I know this regional. I was like, Danny G, I didn't realize the love of Earl Shive out here on the West Coast. When we were on the East Coast, there was a place called Mount Airy Lodge. I don't know if it was upstate New York. It was a Pennsylvania.
It was Poconos.
Poconos? Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. All you have to bring is your love of everything.
Beautiful. He's so right about that.
Yeah.
And you know what I thought you were going to say, though? The Lullaby on Broadway.
Oh, the Milford Plaza.
Lullaby on Broadway.
It was a roach motel on 8th Avenue in
Dude,
New York City.
But they aired that commercial all the time when we were kids. All right, wrapping it up with your phone calls.
Ron.
Your favorite jingles.
In Alabama. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. What comes to mind? Old school jingles.
Well, this is a really old school one, probably before your time, but there used to be a camera called the Swinger, and they used to go, it's almost a camera, it's almost alive, it's only $19.95.
Dude, what year was that around, for real? Because it's just amazing that you still
that
remember.
That might be late 60s.
But it's crazy that you still know.
Shows the power of the jingle.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's crazy how you remember that, though. And the guy before me mentioned about McDonald's. I used to work there when that jingle came out. And I still have a T-shirt I think I saved that has the whole, you know, two all beef patties printed on the front of the shirt. Yeah. We had to wear it.
Every kid knew that.
1965 is what I'm seeing on YouTube.
Yeah. Shouldn't the jingle get extra credit if the jingle outlasts the product? The guy's still singing.
Oh, yeah.
The product hasn't been around in 30 years. 50 years, probably.
Yo, did Bursch pull... trying to think. Did he pull the old school $5 footlong? But you can play that for a second, because the other day I was just complaining how a footlong at Subway is now $19.
Had a mean baseline.
Boom, 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 boom.
$20. $5.
Hear Danny G on the bass there?
Boom, boom, $20. $20. $20 footlong.
Now they advertise
$6 cookie.
Yeah, $6 6-inch, $5 cookie. Who do we got next?
That's Alin in Florida. Hey, Alin.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
What's up? All right, I don't know if anybody's going to remember this one, but it was a good one.
And I really think the product is still around. RC Cola.
RC Cola was the scoreboard at Shea Stadium where the Mets played. It was RC Cola everywhere in Queens.
And the jingle was, some kids still dig surfing California tans, cruising up and down the slopes, psychedelic bands. I'll get off this back someday, maybe live the way they do. I'm going to know another way. Heck, I'm only 22. Me and my RC.
You're going to Hollywood.
You're going to Hollywood.
Dude, you got the golden ticket.
I didn't think the new Taylor Swift dropped until midnight.
Yeah.
And that was the Royal Crown Cola jingle? I had no idea.
No, RC? Is that Royal Crown?
You didn't know it's different Royal Crown?
No.
Well, I'm the son of a... I used to ride with a vending machine repairman.
Hard to find RC these days.
Yeah.
I think it's still being made, but...
You know what? Let me tie it back to sports. Again, these are regional, so I apologize, but they were famous to me, and some of you might recognize it. Gotta go to Mo's.
Gotta go to Modell's.
Gotta go to Mo's.
Modell's.
Which is a sporting goods store.
It's
the equivalent of what? Big Five out here, right?
Yeah. Growing up, even before that, was Herman's We Are Sports.
Nobody said one of my favorite Halloween candies. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat boy.
One, two, yeah. One, two, three, four. Give me a break.
Because
and then my brother was an animal, and he would take a bite from the side into two pieces.
That?
I know.
Who does that?
There's a whole subplot of an episode of The Office where Andy's trying to figure out what the lyrics are to the Kit Kat theme.
Really?
And he's like, break me off a piece of that football cream. And he can't finish.
He can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's a great episode.
Two jingle writers in sitcom history that come to mind. Can you think of them? In the last, I'd say... 30 years.
Yeah, wasn't, I think I got one. It wasn't Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse.
Was it Uncle Jesse?
Uncle Jesse on Full House.
Yeah.
Him and Uncle Joey. Remember for a while they had a jingle company?
Okay, I was going to say Joey.
So Uncle Jesse and Uncle Joey wrote jingles in San Francisco.
Who was the other one?
In real life, Clayton Kershaw's dad.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
And there's one more spot. The show is based in a beach house in Malibu a lot of the time. He's at his piano, and he writes jingles.
Two and a half men. Yeah.
Two and a half men. Charlie Harper.
Charlie Sheen made a ton of money doing that.
A jingle writer.
That's how he lived in Malibu.
Yeah, look at that. It must pay nicely.
Well, look, maybe we could take one more phone call.
Nah, I think we're good.
But it's getting so late, so here's what we're going to do. Just go to the Twitter page, our X page, Instagram, whatever. Hit us up at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio, hashtag greatest jingles, whatever, hashtag Covino rules, whatever you want. And put your answer there. We appreciate it.
You know, there was a quick story. I'll believe him because it's on social media, but Cheatin' Balandra hit us up. Bachalandra. He said, yo, Covino and Rich, Danny G. Let me give you a quick backstory of I Want to Be Like Mike. They wanted to use the song from The Jungle Book, Disney, I Want to Be Like You. And Disney said, nah. So they said, all right, we'll license, and they made their own song. So picture the Gatorade Michael Jordan commercial. They wanted to use the I Want to Be Like You from The Jungle Book.
Oh, that's cool.
Sort of like how we always know the E.T. story, how they wanted to use M&M's, and M&M's like, no, and then Reese's Pieces reaped all the benefits.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, more Covino and Rich. We will talk some NBA playoffs. We'll talk some offseason NFL all coming up right here. Fox Sports Radio. Hang tight.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's C-A-N-D-R. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. Boom, 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 boom. You know, now that I hear it, the story of how they wanted the Jungle Book song and couldn't get it, this has that vibe.
Absolutely.
Mike.
The most memorable jingles of all time, Covino and Rich on a Throwback Thursday. Do you remember the other one that it replaced? Or the original Gatorade jingle?
No.
Iowa Sam, do you know? I'll remind you. Gatorade is thirsted for that deep down body thirst.
That's right.
That was their thing before all that took over. And I got to give a shout out to a classic. Someone mentioned it off the air. But Iowa Sam sort of pointed out these take you back to a really innocent time, and it's true.
Yeah.
It's very nostalgic on a Throwback Thursday, but one of the kings, if you were a kid of the 80s, is I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah.
That's a big one. From bikes to planes to video games. Biggest toy store there is.
When we're having like a rough day or something, or there's too many bills on the table, we'll sing that. Like my wife will say, I don't want to grow up. So that's like still in our lexicon.
And they're coming back, I think, slowly but surely, Toys R Us. So good to hear. And thanks for playing along. Thanks again for all the feedback at Covino and Rich. Put your answers there. Now, Rich, we paused on a story. We were talking about how you were the biggest C-block we ever met.
Facts.
But there's another story where apparently, Robert Kraft warned the Falcons owner, Arthur Blank, not to trust Bill Belichick and C-blocked him for a job opportunity. But Patriots are denying it. So
would you admit it?
I know, but you know, this story gained a little steam. I wonder if there is truth to it. And we were posing a question on, you know, have you ever been C-blocked? And Rich, I know you had, or for an opportunity, not necessarily, or maybe
the love of your life.
I was saying not necessarily with a traditional sense of being blocked in a dating scenario. I'm saying, have you ever come to find out, like, you were up for a job and someone sabotaged you? And I was talking to Big Mike, who runs this place.
Who?
And I said, Mike, you're a guy that hires and fires people because you run this place. What do you do when someone gives you the call and says, hey, Big Mike, who runs this place, can I put you down as a reference? But what if you don't believe in that person? Because that's happened to you and I.
Yeah,
we've had like
awkward.
An old intern or an old, you know,
well,
associate producer.
If you don't say the right thing, now you're sort of C-blocking that person of an opportunity.
Like I never want to take work away from someone, but if someone says, hey, Rich, what do you think of, you know, Doug or Frank that worked for you? The worst I'll say is, hey, they were, you know, they were good.
But he's a jackass.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not a good actor, Rich.
You know, I'll do it. Larry David did on the final season of Curb with his assistant. You just you passed him along to someone else, being like, "Oh, my assistant's the best," and then like, "I'm looking for one. Oh, take mine."
It might not be necessarily a job that you were blocked from, but maybe there were reputation killers at your office or workplace where, you know, they would talk smack about you to ruin any chances of a promotion.
That happened to me once.
Yeah. You know, I definitely had people that would try to downplay my skills and downplay my intelligence even behind the scenes, and it would get back to me. And I'll never forget that.
You know,
because they were trying to get in the way of, they saw me as a threat, essentially, looking back, and they were trying to tear me down if I were ever given the opportunity.
And that sucked.
Yeah.
But they were right. You are a male bimbo. You are a himbo.
Yeah,
you are a himbo.
They do make a point.
What did they say? Covino?
I remember. No. The quote was, he's a doorknob. And that got back to me. I didn't even know what that meant. I'm like, what? Dumb as a doorknob?
Oh, please.
I mean, what does that mean?
Vito, put that in the production somehow.
All right.
He's a doorknob.
You start saying things like that to other people. Maybe they're breaking the glass on you, and then it gets in someone's brain, and that someone could be important that could ruin an opportunity for you. You know, so people just trying to get in your way by killing or cramping your reputation. That's a weak-ass move, man. I got no respect for that.
Let me tell you, false rumors, these things could block you. In fact, Spot, there was a guy we used to work with that solely worked against Spot. Looking back, right? I mean, there was, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I know what Spot's talking
about.
That's
weird, because Spot has no enemies.
None at all.
You know, back in the day, you know, it was kind of wild that this guy sort of created a reputation for Spot.
Well, like, he didn't know me at all.
And he didn't know him. Yeah, I'll back Spot up on that.
I mean, it was weird.
He just thought you had a punchable face?
Maybe.
I mean, looking back, you're probably right. But no, I'm kidding. But let me tell you, when I was early in my radio days, if you think I'm hyper and have energy now, can you imagine 24-year-old me?
Yeah, weren't you the original Kimmy Gibbler?
I was in New York radio, and I was just hustling and working, picking up every shift or job I could. I was on the air doing promotions, doing anything possible. And someone who I guess you would consider would be one of the other guys trying to get that break started telling people, yo, Rich is all hyped up. He's a cokehead.
Whoa.
And I'm telling you right now, hand to God, never tried cocaine in my life. The most I'll smoke weed or take a gummy here or there. Never touch cocaine. And someone came up to me, a mentor of mine, was like, I just want to let you know, I know in the radio and entertainment business, you know, drugs, you know, a lot of people.
You got a reputation.
And he's like, I just don't want you going down the wrong path. And I was like, yo, for
what?
Real?
No, it's all natural, man.
I was like, I'm just a natural maniac.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
Yeah, plus 5 cups of coffee.
He has been known to snort pixie sticks, though. Yeah. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah. I mean, you could say my 2 coffees and then
I saw Rich doing a line of Fun Dip.
And then a gummy to settle me might be another problem. What's up, Dan Byer?
Did Covino tell that girl that you tried to C-block him? Be like, that guy's a cokehead anyway.
I got him back. Yeah.
That's what Covino said.
You don't want to go down that path.
Yeah. That's bad news.
He's got a problem.
You know what I mean?
So it's kind of interesting, though, to see that these C-blocking tactics happen in sports. And I bet you they happen way more often than we realize with players, you know, reputations. Because you think sports is all about numbers, but, yeah, you know.
Well, listen.
That guy's difficult to work with. He's tough in the locker room. That must happen a lot.
Listen, is it as prevalent? As we go to DB for an update, do you think it's as prevalent or not as much as you would think? Like, let's go baseball. if someone's trying to pick up some dude in the offseason, oh, you played with him on the Nationals and Cubs. How is he? Do you think those inquiries with the players that have played with that player previously hold as much weight or not really much?
I think it does.
Like Pete Alonso apparently was influential in getting Harrison Bader to the Mets because they played in college together. He's like, no, that's my dude.
I wonder if that means much.
And speaking of Belichick, he just went on record saying how much agents play a part in all the backroom talks and everything. So there's so many back channels and everything going on with not only front offices, but the players' agents.
So the story or the rumor is that Robert Kraft warned the Falcons owner, Arthur Blank, not to trust Bill Belichick. Oh, he's not trustworthy. Don't trust him. Don't hire him. From owner to owner, let me just tell you this: the scoop, the truth on Belichick. And the Patriots are now denying that story, but it got us thinking.
All right, well, let's go to Dan Beyer for an update. Now, Dan, I know I'll be watching and listening to Fox Sports Radio draft night a week from today.
Yes.
But you think Belichick's going to have some good insight being on the other side of things?
I think he is amazing in this role. He has never, never let me down in watching him on those 30 for 30 documentaries. I'm being 100% truthful. He is magnificent in those. Any 30 for 30 that he's done with Parcells, when he did that NFL 100 thing, he was great.
I do remember,
in the little blurb that he did on College Game Day, I think that he is magnificent.
Anything else?
Imagine we see it and we're like, wow, you thought he was a great coach? This guy brings a whole nother level on like television.
There's no doubt in my mind. I am being 100% truthful with this, that he will be great.
You got me sold.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, guys, there's a change happening. I'll get to all the headlines, but this kind of starts it out. One of my favorite sports trivia questions that you'll get is about to change. You ever know the one where somebody goes, hey, how many one sport cities or one team, you know, cities can you name in professional sports? And you see, like, okay, Spurs, they only have the Spurs.
San Antonio.
NBA,
yeah.
San Antonio. Portland with only the Blazers.
Oh,
and
a good
Salt
one.
Lake City was always one with the Jazz.
Yes.
That is likely about to change because tonight, in a matter of minutes, we could find out that the Arizona Coyotes will be moving to Salt Lake City.
Oh, cool.
Which would then also change the question of what metropolitan area has all four of the major sports leagues. Because Phoenix did, but now they're losing the NHL team. So, yes.
Wow, that's cool. I like that.
Now, Dan, historically, sometimes a team will keep a name even if it doesn't make sense. Like the Lakers, for instance.
Sure.
Minneapolis Lakes. Lakers. Doesn't make sense out here in L.A. Are there Coyotes in Utah?
Well, there is a report from DetroitHockey.com that claims trademark applications were made anonymously through a lawyer in Salt Lake City, through a law firm in Salt Lake City. Here's where some of the names that were trademarked. Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, ooh, Utah Fury, Utah HC, and the Utah Hockey Club.
I'll tell you what.
So something to watch. We don't know if it's official or anything, but
what about the Utah Gimme Two?
Moving on.
All right.
Heat forward Jimmy Butler officially ruled out tomorrow against the Bulls because of his knee injury. But the Bulls feel that Alex Caruso is progressing from his ankle injury and has a shot to play tomorrow. Kentucky's Reed Shepherd will enter the NBA draft. Former Wisconsin forward A.J. Storr is transferring to Kansas. The Chargers signed J.K. Dobbins to a one-year deal. Ravens wideout Zay Flowers will not face any punishment from the NFL after they found insufficient evidence to support allegations made against him stemming from an alleged incident in January. The NFL did reinstate five players, including former Lions safety C.J. Moore, after a year-long suspension for violating the league's gambling policy. Pirates pitcher Aroldis Chapman suspended two games for making contact with an umpire during an argument on Monday night. In day baseball, the Rangers outscored the Tigers 9-7. Guardians got past the Red Sox 5-4, and the Rays topped the Angels 2-1. Cubs and Marlins washed out at Wrigley tonight. They'll make that up on Saturday in a doubleheader. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Beyer.
Can I tell you, you said Aroldis Chapman, you know how there came a point, and it's a silly analogy, but remember when James Harden, you and I were amazed, like, how long has he been in the league? And it's one of those, like, wow, that was quick. Like, remember?
My guess.
Aroldis Chapman.
2006, James Harden, OKC.
No, but it was one of those, like, wow, we've known him a long time because it doesn't feel that way. I remember when Chapman was like a young dude throwing 100 miles an hour. You know he's been in the league now. This is his 15th season.
Yeah, time flies, man.
2010, it's 2024. From
hate to sound cliche, but it really is. It's like a great reminder. Like, wow.
To the Yankees, to the Cubbies,
Harden was 2009.
Nine, okay.
To Kansas City, Texas, Pittsburgh. But yeah, some players you feel like, oh, they in your mind they feel still young to you.
I think the Harden thing too, because what, wasn't he sixth man of the year?
Yeah.
And you like, you remember that he was good, and you've seen his career sort of prosper, but it didn't seem that long ago. He was the young guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Aroldis Chapman, I feel that same way. All right. Well, hey, more Kavino and Rich coming up. Now, Express Pros, I told you, not only are they the lead sponsor of our draft coverage next week, if you're looking for a job, you need someone to find a job in your community, not a website, a person, that is where you're going to go. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and they'll get you that job you need. Express Employment Pros is the local jobs expert you could trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com and find an office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started.
Yeah, if Robert Kraft is ruining your reputation, blocking you from getting an opportunity, yes. ExpressPros.com.
I'm going to go there.
They have a wide range of opportunities in variety industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step.
Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express is as easy as a phone call. One application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go at it alone in your job search. Visit ExpressPros.com. That's ExpressPros.com.
Kavino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Kavino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Don't sweat the technique that we bring every day, Monday through Friday, Kavino and Rich. So many people sweat the technique, Danny G. Old school Eric B.
Man, yeah, Rakim. I was going to say, you know why Rakim is my favorite rapper of all time.
He's great, man. Legends. This is one of the most classic bass lines in hip-hop history, according to me. How about you, Danny G? It's up there, right?
It's way up there. It's in the top 10.
I'd say so. So thank you for hanging with Kavino and Rich. Don't sweat the technique.
Thank you in 86.
If you're talking smack, I think you are sweating the technique. Now, I'll be doing it live from Idaho tomorrow, Rich. Excited about that.
Break out your potatoes.
But remember, we go over weekend hobnobbing. Tomorrow's Friday already. Fight weekend. Super pumped about it.
Covino's going to be sitting in a bathtub of sour cream and chives tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. Bacon
Okey
bits.
Okey dokey, Dr. Jones. Hold on to your potatoes.
Well, that's Boise. It's going to be lit.
Now.
You cheat, Dr. Jones. You cheat.
Are you honestly, have you given anyone an update? Are you convincing your girlfriend and her family to watch the Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney fight?
Should be an easy sell. I'm pumped about this fight, man. I really am. And we'll talk about it a little more on Overpromised in about 10 minutes because we're running out of time. We got lots to talk about on our bonus podcast. Everything from Who's Lamer? Two sports-related stories involving me and Rich. Who's the lamest of each story, me or Rich?
Some people are going to say both.
Or both. Again, that's on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page in 10 minutes. And we're also going to talk about baseball cards.
Baseball.
There's a big story involving baseball cards. Some dude doing construction found a pack of 1952 Bauman baseball cards. And inside that pack could be a Willie Mays, could be a Mickey Mantle rookie.
You don't
Insane.
Know.
And they're valuing this pack unopened at $15,000 to start.
It'll go way up. I'll tell you why. Because our initial thought was, yeah, you want to put in $5,000 each? You know how many guys would say, hey, guys, want to put in $5,000 each? This is going to be $50,000, $100,000. Danny G, let me ask you. We'll discuss this more on Overpromise.
Well, the question is, do you open it or not, or do you just sell it?
No, what would the sale price have to be? Because right now they're saying $15,000. I think it's going to go for significantly more.
I agree.
But if there's a possible Mantle or Mays in there, we're talking million-dollar cards.
Yeah, seven figures.
And this is not a pack of 20-something cards. I think it's like 8 to 10 cards. So,
well, they went for a penny back in 1952.
Is that funny? A pack of cards
you
was a
got
penny?
About 10 cards. So what are the chances? What are the odds of a Mantle rookie or Willie Mays or something being in there? That's the fun of it.
I was going to say, I think I would do the research and find out how many Mantle cards were printed that year to see what the odds are.
Spot tried to be deceptive earlier. You know what he said he would do? Spot's like, isn't there a way to like scan it under a light? I'm like, look at you trying to, and then resell the scrub cards?
Heat up the seal and like open it like a letter. Has to be a way to do that.
Speaking of
but then
scrubs,
70-year-old gum would melt.
Yeah. Is there gum in the Bauman 1952? Either way, we're going to talk about this in further detail on our bonus pod. So join us if you grew up loving baseball cards on a Throwback Thursday. It's a what would you do sort of situation. Would you open this up and take the chance or sell the pack? Just sell the pack out for the highest bid.
I think I have a number in mind. We'll save it for Overpromise. But there's a number where you'd sell the pack. But I think, unless it's life-altering money, not changing, life-altering money, I think you got to maybe open that pack. We'll
but
discuss.
That's an event in itself, right? The opening
the unveiling,
of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the unveiling. Yeah. And by the way, on a side note, I don't know if you heard about this, but MLB is using debut patches now. Have you seen this? Like when a player, when a big leaguer makes his debut, there's a patch, and they made a deal with Topps. And if they're making their debut, it's a one-time thing. So now MLB takes that little patch, gives it to Topps, and you get that opportunity to get that card.
That's cool.
So it's like one of one. And even if you're a scrub, if you're making your MLB debut and you get that card, it has significant value.
I'll tell you what, as a kid that loved baseball cards,
it's called the MLB Debut Patch Pro. It's the Topps Chrome Series, I believe, 2023.
For a kid that, until I discovered what girls were, for a kid that loved baseball cards and wrestling more than anything, I love that another generation now is starting to find their love of baseball cards because nothing meant more to me.
Imagine pulling one of those debut ones. See, that's the Patrick MLB debut. So you only get one.
Let me go to our Twitter feedback because someone came up with a great answer. One of our previous conversations today, we were talking about the biggest C blocks in sports, the Belichick, Arthur Blank story. EP Workshop said, guys, you talk about that in sports. How do you not bring up Michael Jordan not letting Isaiah Thomas on the dream team?
Wes said the same thing.
Oh, yeah. We got
in
a
Vegas.
Couple people say,
yeah.
Is that
That's
wild?
A big one. That's a great example.
Because,
yeah, great
I mean,
answer.
Who's missing from the dream team? Who could have been? Oh, yeah. The guy that MJ was like, nope, later to you. All right. So we'll see you guys overpromised in about 5 minutes. Whatever we missed today, we'll get to now. And we'll see you back here also live tomorrow on Fox Sports Radio. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the overpromised land.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
See ya.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.